Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy.
Sir.
Say good morning to the New England Patriots who are in the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hi, fellas.
Kennedy had this idea, and I loved it. So I went and found Kennedy an article from the Cincinnati Inquirer. This is written by a reporter by the name of Dave Clark.
He must be going through it this morning.
For Cincinnati fans, the slow starts are getting old. Sunday against New England, the Bengals had their third consecutive week one without scoring a first half touchdown, and they trailed at halftime by at least 10 points for the third consecutive season opener. The Bengals had been shut out in the first half of their opener in back-to-back seasons. It was too much of a deficit to overcome for Cincinnati in a 16-10 loss to a New England team that was 4-13 last season. And the same old story for the Cincinnati Bengals, he writes. CBS play-by-play announcer Ian Eagle said, another slow start to the season. They thought this was the year that the storyline would go by the wayside. Not the case. And then the reporter includes a bunch of clips from social media of different reporters and fans and what they're saying about this loss. It takes 11 guys to stop the run, and the Bengals' run defense hasn't executed on all cylinders since 2022, apparently, Kennedy. The New England Patriots entered this year with one of the worst rosters in the NFL. Cincinnati had all but one of their starters out today. Scoring 10 points in your home opener and giving up 170 yards on the ground is a tough pill to swallow. This is so great to read this in another newspaper, not ours this morning.
Oh, you know. No, my favorite thing was, you know, Dan sent us a text message. One of our bosses, Mike Mullaney, posted on Facebook, "We're going to the Super Bowl."
I sent that.
And I can't wait until next week when you are all like, "God, they suck."
I sent that text message at 1:15, 50 minutes after the game started.
Dan, I'll keep
it forever.
We scored
one touchdown, and I was like, "Here we go. Undefeated season."
And I wanted to be like, "Don't jinx it." But I was like, "I'm just going to stay out of this conversation entirely."
Hashtag road to New Orleans.
It's just so funny. So all or nothing.
The duck boats.
All or nothing.
Where are my beignets, Dan?
Right now, I'm just saying we're tied for the best record in the entire NFL.
I mean, I love to see it. You love to see Coach Mayo get his first win.
They gave him a Gatorade bath like he won the Super Bowl.
They did. He said it was not fun in his shoes, is what I read afterwards. It was very cold in his shoes, he said.
I don't know if you saw what they posted on social media. They just wrote out week one, W-O-N, instead of O-N.
I love
which
it.
Which was clever.
Yeah, Robert Kraft gave him the game ball, which I thought was really nice. I just, you know, regardless of what else happens, it's nice to see him win. You wanted to see him win. I guess for me anyway, I sure did.
I was driving home from New Hampshire after the game, and I was listening to the postgame stuff on my phone for like an hour.
Obviously.
And the entire theme of the postgame show was just, didn't see that coming. That was cool.
Well, because the O-line, Dan, has not been very good.
Swiss cheese, Kennedy.
Yeah. So we thought that was going to be
problematic
for us.
Stevens was on a mission, running back yesterday. That guy was on a mission. He was carried it all.
It was just, honestly, as a Patriots fan, it was just nice because of the dumpster fire of last year to just watch a team that looked competent and to be able to cheer and be invested in a game that wasn't over 5 minutes after it started. It was just fun.
Like, it's a whole new chapter, right? I mean, it's a whole new ballgame, really.
If you don't feel good today, I still don't think the season overall is going to be incredible or great, but if you can't enjoy that today, then why are you?
I'm not going
to
lie.
That's why I wanted to enjoy it today in the Good Vibe track.
I went to the Red Sox game, watching them play the White Sox, and was pretty sure the only win any team was going to see from our area was the Red Sox. And to watch them lose to the White Sox and then the Patriots win. I was like, how did that just happen?
Never thought I'd say it. Should have stayed home and watched the Patriots.
Third and goal for the Patriots. First play of the second quarter. Running play. It's Stevenson. Touchdown. Patriots strike first. A new era in New England starts with an upset win. Gerard Mayo, in his head coaching debut, gets the victory in Cincinnati. 16-10.
Look at that. Gerard Mayo and the New England Patriots are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Goodbye Tribe.
17-0 this season. Place your bets. DraftKings.
Somebody said in the news this morning, Dan, that Robert Kraft's first win as an owner when he bought the team was against the Cincinnati Bengals. So it was kind of a full circle moment when Gerard Mayo got his first win against those same Cincinnati Bengals. If you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, maybe your franchise just won a game when nobody thought you were going to win it. Or, I don't know, you accomplished something else in your life and you just want to share, you want to talk about it, something in the office or something in your personal life that'll put a smile on our faces. Again, we'd love to have you be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. You can text us or call us here in the studio at 617-931-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.